Hey guys, welcome to the Testing Academy podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to target a very important topic, which is basically what do I look in a QA tester while hiring as their QA lead? So if you know, my name is Pramod. I have been into software testing industry for more than 9 years now, and I have taken more than 200 plus interviews, guys. And I am currently working as a lead. And whenever I hire any kind of a QA tester, what are the different attributes, qualities that I look forward? I'm going to discuss about this, all of them, in this video. And I'm going to help you to understand some of the points that can help you to crack your next interview, right? So whenever you are getting hired by any kind of a QA lead or a senior QA, these are the points that you have to mention or pay attention in your resume. All right, so let's get started. All right, guys. So the first point that I would like to highlight is the so many resume problem. It basically means that as a QA lead, I get nearly around 30 to 40 resumes sometimes, right? And I have to basically find the best resume from them, right? So my point is, whenever you are preparing any kind of a resume, make sure it's unique, short, and keyword based. So what exactly it is, Pramod? Keyword based basically means I'm looking for a keywords like, if suppose the profile is for the automation, right? So I'm looking for Selenium API testing tools related to like REST Assured, Best Postman, and the language that you are working on. For example, if you are someone who is basically into C sharp, because I don't work with C sharp, so I'll just not select your resume, right? So make sure you pay attention to the job that you are applying, right? And whenever you are preparing preparing your resume, make sure you enter the exact language that they require for you, right? So the second point I would like to highlight is the skimming resume. So skimming resume basically means that if you read the article by HR, it's a very famous article by some famous website, where they have mentioned that only it will take only around so most of the time whenever we are seeing a resume, we'll see it for say less than 6 seconds, right? So it's a study basically done. So in six seconds, if you don't have a resume which is keyword based, where you haven't mentioned the keyword like what project that you have done and the things that require most of it, right? Selenium, API testing language, and other tools, then your resume will not get selected, right? So make sure you pay attention. Don't write heavy paragraph. That's one of the important thing I would highly recommend. Don't write paragraphs, write in the lines so that everyone can understand, right? Highlight your resumes, and as well as highlight your best projects that you have done first, right? Third point is basically searching what I want. So basically what I do is that whenever I get the resume, I search for what are the company that you have worked on, what are the different programming language that you have worked on, and keywords. These are the three important things. Okay, so make sure you pay attention to those things. Again, fourth point is basically big name, big gains. It basically means whatever the things that you have done best. For example, if you have done internship with Google, or you have done internship with any big organization, right, just mention it, because big names create a credibility, I would say, right? And it's all about intro. So for example, if you are giving me in your intro, don't be dull. Tell me what exactly excites you, why you are in software testing, and what exactly you have done. Talk about numbers. There's no BS. Talk about numbers. I have already paid attention that numbers look interesting. I'm going to give you one example. Like, for example, you can mention that, okay, I have increased my 10% coverage in my last conversation in your automation, or I'm responsible for maintaining 5,000 plus UI plus API test cases daily. And these kind of stuff you can talk about, right? And always pay attention to the four principle, which is basically what you have done in creativity, how you are informative, if you are subject matter expert, how you are trustworthy, and what's your focus right now. So these are the four principles that you can pay attention, right? So I hope these quick points that I have basically highlighted, it's basically that so many resume problem, where you have to be unique about your resume. Skimming resume, it basically means you have to enter keywords. Searching what I want, make sure you add your keywords right in the resume. Don't write paragraph, write, highlight your big names, highlight the project that you have done. Don't be dull. Talk about numbers. Numbers are everything. Follow the principle and show your trustworthiness and credibility. All right. So I hope that makes sense. These are the few points that I would like to highlight. And thanks a lot for listening to this podcast, where I have discussed about what do I look in the QA tester while hiring as a QA lead. Let me know in the comments, or let me know through email, or you can go to the scrolltest.com and comment it down. if you want part two of this. All right, thanks a lot for hearing, and I'll see you in the next one. Make sure you check out other podcast and other YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/thetestingacademy, right? And scrolltest.com is my blog you want to check out for next updates related to the software testing and all. All right, thanks a lot, and I'll see you there. Bye.